I swear, I'm gonna have to have a talk with that automated voice. I'm always apologizing for her. Were you able to grab that link?
No, I haven't. So it says I can't log into my Facebook account from this phone so far.
Oh, so. Okay. No worries. It's not a big deal. I'm just, and especially since you don't have a business page yet, it's not a problem. I'm just going to make a quick note. Here we go. And we are building a website for you. And I'm going to ask our tech to just talk with you about what domain name you want. And then they have the ability to look and see which domains are available still.
Okay. I know AMR Electric is gone.
Oh, okay. Darn it. That would be a good one for sure. And Jose, I'm going to send you another text. This one is information on our call tracking, just how it works, what it does. And that one's on its way. Let's see. Filling in a couple more checkboxes that I have to click off here. Okay. And then, Jose, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Which works best?
Text is, it works a lot better, honestly.
Okay, you got it. And then, all right, company name, I've got AMR, all in caps, Electric. Do I have that right so far, and is there anything else behind it for now?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your address?
So I work out of my house. Is that going to go online?
I'm glad you mentioned that. So what we'll do, in fact, I'm going to make that note right now, is we won't publish the actual street address. So I'll need it from you for billing, and then Google will know what your address is, but it'll show city and state. And when you show up as a pin in the map, it's going to show up in your neighborhood, but not navigable. So somebody wouldn't be able to click it and drive to your house. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't want people doing that. All right. And what is your address?
So my address is 10151. Dale Avenue.
D-A-L-E.
Yes, D-A-L-E.
Stanton, California, 90680.
Yes.
Perfect. And, you know, I honestly don't remember the last time I set a client up who didn't work out of their home. It's just kind of how it's done now, apparently. People are giving up their shops and their storefronts and working from home. It's cheaper and easier.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
We can do... Right now I'm doing 8 to 6.
Okay. You want to keep it with that?
Yeah, and then Monday through Friday... And then Saturday, I have 8 to 3.
Got it. Oops. You said 8 to 3 on Saturday, right?
Yeah, but I can change that eventually, right?
Absolutely.
After the kids start playing sports, I'm busy on Saturdays with sports.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, do you want me to say Saturdays by appointment? We can do that, too.
Yeah, yes. That's much better.
And then optional item already included. There's no additional charge for it. If you take, for example, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, I think there's a handful of others that we support, we can put that payment option on your website so you can send people to your website to make payment. Is that something you want us to add on there?
So, like, if I take credit card, you mean?
Yeah, like, if you use any of the payment services like Zelle or Cash App or PayPal, Venmo, any of those, yeah, we can put them right on your website.
So, I don't right now because I haven't had anybody that does, but I do take Zelle.
Okay.
PayPal, I don't. Venmo, I haven't set it up yet.
Okay. No worries. We can just do the Zelle for now. And, you know, if you add other ones later, we can add those in at that time. That's
okay.
Easy to do. All right. Let me click a couple other things off here. Let's see. Waiting for my system to sync as I'm moving to new pages. I think it needs a jolt of caffeine this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I wish we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that looks good. And then, Jose, we're going to set up a security question and answer system for you. It's designed to keep you safe. So a couple of things, we set it up so that if you're ever in doubt whether it's us calling or not, you would ask the challenge question. And if whomever is calling can't give you the proper answer, then it's probably a scam and I would run away and hang up quickly. But with increased visibility, you may get calls from companies like MapQuest or Yelp offering you different subscription services. And they may be completely legit, but you may get other ones that aren't legit at all. The worst one I remember is one of my clients called and said somebody had called him and said they needed $200 in order for his website to do something, something, something. I don't remember what it was. It was something ridiculous. And he thought it was us. And so you need to know we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if it's somebody asking you for more money, just know right off the bat it's not us. Unless you're increasing services, and then you would know about it. But if you're ever in doubt, throw that question at them. It's a good way to get them off the phone. Even tell them you're in a contract with somebody if you want. And that, I mean, even though you're not, that'll get them off your phone too. Just watch out for fakes, I guess, is the moral of the story. And if it's us calling and you throw the security question at us, it's not like we're going to be offended because we're the ones trying to keep you safe. So we have three options for the challenge question. Mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works for you?
Mother's maiden name.
All right. And what is your mom's maiden name, please?
It's Del, capital D-E-L. And then space, C-I-D.
C-I-E?
C-I-D, Del Cid.
C-I-D, got it. And I'm going to put it all as, I can't do spaces, so I'm going to do it all
okay.
as one word. So it'll be D-E-L-C-I-D all together. So somebody might say Del Cid on you. I don't know if that's the right
one.
Yeah. Okay. If I could type it the right way twice. There we go. It does, it X's them out, so you have to have it right twice. All right, and then on your credit card, I am for the billing. I've got your subscription set up. Does the company name appear on the card or just your name?
No, right now it's just my personal name.
Okay. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa. So then when I get everything going, it's mm-hmm. going to be on my credit card for my business. Then I can just give you that credit card afterwards?
Yeah, you sure can. So you can either call us and we can switch it for you, or you can log into your dashboard and switch it in your account right there. Either or.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. Just for security purposes, I'm not going to read it back to you. But if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, we should get through it just fine.
Okay, 4147.
Okay.
0988.
Got it.
6433.
Okay.
8884.
You got a good poker hand in there somewhere, I think. And what's your expiration date, please?
0223.
And then the three-digit code on the back. I guess it's all on the back.
Six. Yeah.
I know, they moved it around. It drives me crazy. I still go hunting for it. And everything else that's on there, I don't know. I guess it's for security.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to send this through for $298. That's your first month's $199, and then the setup fee of $99. And then I'll let you know there's going to be another couple of emails. There they go. So there should be two emails on the way to you. One is a welcome email. The other one is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And that one, I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing, and because I have to read it to you anyway.
Okay.
So we'll get you through the clicks and the typing, and then I'll read it to you. So let me know when those get there.
I already got it. It's
Oh.
So you want me to click on, please click here to accept the subscription term?
Yes, please. And then that's going to take you to a new page.
Yeah.
And down at the bottom, there's a click box that says you're the authorized cardholder. And then I'll ask you to type your name just as it appears there, capital letters, everything where it belongs. And then if we get everything right, it'll take you to another page, and that'll be a login screen.
Oh, it has to have R, like, exactly, right?
Oh, yes. It wants the R, too. I know, it's fussy. That and the automated voice drive me nuts some days.
Okay, Local Splash, now it has, like, a username and password login.
Perfect. You got to the right place. You got it. Thank you. So that's actually where you're going to log in to your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So that's perfect. Thank you.
And that would be for my tracking of clicks and calls?
Yes, correct.
Oh,
yep.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, you're going to love it. I think you're going to love it. So the last piece, we just have to do the voice verification, and that's where I get to read to you. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners because we're locking you in at a discounted rate. It is also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So there are a couple of places where I'll ask you questions like what your name is, what the company name is. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. It is also a form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
You're asking me, right?
Yes, I am. You're up.
Okay, so it's AMR Electric.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Jose Aguirre. I am the owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription? I'll clarify.
Yeah.
So I know everybody gets hung up there. It's goofy. So basically, if you, if you add on Instagram or TikTok or whatever tomorrow's new social media is, just to let us know so we can tie it all into your existing programming. That's all.
Okay. And that's no additional charge?
Correct. No additional charge. Nope.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, December 28th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $298, the breakout of which is a flat $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 28th of each month in the amount of $199. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time for any reason by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to your next billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. When you say pause, say I'm taking a vacation, correct?
Yep. And you want to pause service?
Yeah. That would be for 2 weeks or anything?
Yeah, 2 weeks. We have clients who are seasonal, like snow plowers. They have no use for us in the summertime. So they're typically on about a 6-month pause. And then we just resume again. Now, we don't take anything down when you're paused. We simply stop updating. So you may miss a couple of algorithm updates while you're gone. When you come back and we resume, we catch them right back up again. So it's possible you could, flip a couple positions while you're gone, while we're not doing the updates. But we'll update you again as soon as you come back on again.
And then website's included, yes. The website's included in all this, right?
Yes, it is. It certainly is.
And then after everything gets going after tomorrow, how long would it take for it to start up? I can Google it immediately after tomorrow? Or would it take 10 days?
Good question. So the overall timeline between today's day one, between today and 7 days out, we'll get your directory submissions out, so about 60 directories that'll be the local ones to you, the popular ones for Stanton area. Your onboarding call happens in those first 7 days. Your website, so we start programming right away after that call tomorrow. Programming is ongoing. By day 14, your website will be up and online running. You'll be able to use it, send people to it. And if we were doing any Facebook ads, anything like that, we'd have those up in those first 14 as well. Overall, for first page in the map, it'll be about 30 to 45 days. Now, I've seen them go faster. One thing that you can do to help speed it up, the biggest delay for us is a 6 to 10 day wait for the postcard to come in by snail mail from Google to your house. So as soon as you get that Google postcard, let us know what that PIN number is. Then we can complete our programming quicker and get everything off to Google so that they can do their part. So, as soon as that comes, get that to us and that'll help speed it up. Because there's a 6 to 10 day delay just with snail mail in the overall 30 to 45, if that makes sense.
So yeah, it does. But you're saying, like, yeah, to get on the first page, it's going to take me 45 to 60 days.
Oh, no, it won't take 60. No. It'll be between that 30 and 45, and you can help speed it along by getting that verification code to us as quick as you can, as soon as you get it in the mail. And then we'll act on it right away so that Google can get your Google business profile up. That postcard is what would hold up your Google business profile. We can't put it live until we give that verification code to Google. So, yeah, that accounts for 6 to 10 days of that overall 30 to 45. It's not an additional.
Okay. So then, it's whatever it is. No, I got it.
So, then is there a callback number where I can talk to you?
Yeah, that was one of the text messages I sent you, had my contact information. I think it says, hey, this is Gail at Local Splash. So definitely put my number in your phone. And anytime you need help, have any questions, want to add services, you can always call me. Did you find it?
No.
That's okay. I will text it to you again. Then it'll be right there at the top of your list. And you can put me right in your phone. There it goes. So that'll be the newest text.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah, I got it.
Got it?
Where'd it go?
Awesome. Oh, I heard a, where did it go?
Yeah, where did it go? Well, your number is... I don't see it.
Oh, my. If you want me to just read it to you, I can do that, too.
Yeah, you can just read it to me. I'm writing it down right now. Can I have it?
You bet. 877-635-6225.
6225.
And I'm at extension 4287. Or you can ask anybody to transfer you, and they'll get you right to me.
Okay.
If you forget the extension number, anybody that
answers.
Sorry,
that's 4287, right?
You got it.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jose. I'm excited for you. I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to love it.
I hope so. Go ahead. No, I mean, I was going to say it's better than paying per click, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's going to be good for you. I think you're going to like it. Any last questions before I let you back to your day?
No, that's it.
Okay. And I will try to be on that call tomorrow for your onboarding at 8 o'clock. I don't see why I wouldn't be able to be, but if I happen to be on another call, then I won't be able to make it. You'll do fine with your technician. They're really nice people, and they're good at what they do. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. And you have a good night, Jose. Thank you so much for your business and your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.